can take a heart that's broken, make it over again. But I know a man who can, and I can take a soul that's in sin. But I know a man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of men, but I call him Jesus, for he's my dearest friend. I can't walk upon the water, so calm the raging sea. But I know a man who can, and I can't make blind eyes to open, or make the lame to walk again. But I know a man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of men, but I call him Jesus, and your life is out of hand. But I know a man who can. Jesus, Jesus,
let's open our Bibles to Leviticus chapter 6. Leviticus chapter 6. verses 1 to 6. My brother will read.
Jehova a bua le Moshe are ha motho mongwe a leoga a tola taolo ya ga Jehova a tsietsa wa gagabo ka ga sengwe se o se neetsweng kgotsa sengwe se se golaganetsweng kgotsa sengwe sa bogodu kgotsa a patikile wa gagabo kgotsa ha begile selo se se latlegileng mme a tsietsa ka ga sona mme a ikana ka maaka mo go sengwe sa dilo tse tsotlhe se motho o se digileng ha leoga ka sona gong go tla digala gore e tla re a leogile mme a le molato a buse seo se tsereng se o se tseileng ka bogodu kgotsa se o se bonyeng ka patiko kgotsa leneelo le o le neetsweng kgotsa se se lategileng se o se digileng verse 5 kgotsa e le sengwe hela se o ikanneng ka ga sona ka tsietso a se buse hela ka botlalo a oketse ka kgaogano ya botlhano a se ne ena yo selo e leng sa gagwe mo letsatsing jeo itheseng o le molato ka jona verse 6 mme a ise tshupelelo ya gagwe ya molato mo go Jehova e le phelelo e e senang bogole e e tswang mo letsomaneng ka ga o e beelang tlhwatlhwa ka gona gore e nne tshupelelo ya molato mme a ise mo Keresiting.
Amen.
We bring you greetings from the RDS, Reverend Oz Gumbo.
Amen.
He is not here in person, but in spirit we are together. We want to thank God for the camp meeting. This morning we want to consider one doctrine now, which is normally not usually preached, not only in our church, but in many churches, it's not being preached anymore now. We want to consider restitution. Restitution. What is restitution? This is restoring something to its original state, or returning something to its rightful owner. This may include even public apology. Because you may have not spoken well about somebody that his honor and dignity is defamed. So you need to publicly apologize. That is restoration. Where we have just read, the Lord was speaking to Moses, was telling him that if someone sins and committed trespass against the Lord and lie to his neighbor or deal falsely with his neighbor, or has taken something by deceit, that person is actually also sinning against God. The Bible, the law, those days expect that person to restore what he has stolen. And to add a fifth of it. So he was going to restore and then add a fifth of it. So God help us.
Amen.
I mean, when you read the Old Testament, the devil comes and speaks to God's children and says, this does not concern us. He says, this does not concern us. It does concern us. It concerns us. Because we are children of God by faith. We are children of Abraham by faith. Let me read that verse of scripture. Galatians chapter 3. I'll quickly read. Verse 7. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Verse 19. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgression, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of the mediator. Now we are children of the promise. We are children of faith. Brethren, we are saved by grace. We heard at the opening of this camp meeting how Jesus, our Lord, is the way. Who actually created everything that is here on earth? It is Him who has got power to create and to recreate. He created a new man in us. We are born again by the word of God. The same word that He used to create the world is the same word that He uses to create a new man. And this new man can then walk in the newness of life. Now that is a miracle. It's a miracle.
Amen.
This was a miracle to Nicodemus. And to those who are genuinely born again, they've experienced these miracles themselves. Brethren, salvation is a miracle. It's not just joining a church or becoming a member of the apostolic faith. Don't deceive yourself. There is salvation here. God saves sinners. God saves from sin.
Yes. Amen.
You cannot worship God when you are carnal. You cannot worship God when you are carnal. You need to be born again. When you are born again, God expects you to obey
him.
And to do his commandments. Well, he's got all that provision done before we are born again. Let's quickly read Ezekiel. It's a verse that we all know. Ezekiel
36.
From verse 26.
36:26.
A new heart also will I give you. And a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. And I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you. And cause you to walk in my statutes. And you shall keep my judgments and do them. And you shall dwell in the land I gave to your fathers. And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God.
Yes.
This is God promising to those that are going to be saved what he is going to do.
Yes.
The work of saving souls is not done by the Apostolic Faith Church. It doesn't. It's not done by ministers. It is done by God Himself. Through His Son Jesus Christ. He went to the cross to die so that sinners can be saved. It is very difficult to worship God when you are in sin. Because you are not cheating anyone. You are not deceiving anyone. You are deceiving yourself. Those that are born again are given power. They get power to become the children of God. Their lives are changed. Their outlook is changed. They are on a new trajectory. They are heavenly bound. They are going to heaven. So it's not difficult to do God's law. They obey God's law. Because where we read, he said, I will cause you. Me, God, I will cause you to walk in my statutes. It's not about us. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about God. He will cause you. He will. Brethren, God help us. Salvation is a miracle.
Yes.
To be a child of God is a miracle. And when that has happened, your life will not be the same again. Your life will be changed. There is no such thing that people can say we worship God and they don't see eye to eye. Pastors and ministers, they don't work together. In the congregation, when someone's walking through this way, the other one goes through. Not in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because these people are new. They've been given a new commandment. A new commandment I gave you. That you love one another. As I have loved you. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples. If you would love one for another. That was the church of yesterday. When one of them is arrested. When one of them is arrested, they will all go for an all-night prayer. They will pray him out of prison. Today, if you are arrested, Today, if you are arrested, brethren will laugh. It was too much. I think he did it. They don't even believe in the salvation they have got themselves. If any man be in Christ, is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
Amen.
Amen. Let's read Numbers 5, verse 6 to 8. Numbers chapter 5.
Part 5, verse 6 to 8.
You can read, my brother.
Numbers 5, verse 6.
Verse 6, I'll read.
Yes.
Speak unto the children of Israel. When a man or a woman shall commit any sin, that man commit to do a trespass against the Lord, and that person be guilty, then shall they confess their sin which they have done, and he shall recompense his trespass with the principal thereof, and add unto it a fifth part thereof, and give it unto him against whom he has trespassed. But if the man have no kinsman to recompense the trespass unto, let the trespass be recompensed unto the Lord, even to the priest, beside the realm of the atonement, whereby an atonement shall be made for him.
Go diha tulongwe hapere ga Jehova me motho yo a nna molato hong aba ipolele bolewu jo ba budihileng me a lehe molato wa gago ka botlalo aba oketse ka kgaogano ya botlhano ya ona me a go nena yo molato nae me ha motho a sena ope wa losika nae yo tiho ya molato e ka modihelwang Honte ho ya molato e di helo an Jehova a ine ya mo peresiti kwa ntle ga pelehu ya tetanyo e o tla di helwang tetanyo ka yona.
Amen.
This year was again Moses being told by the Lord that there must be restitution.
Ha jaanong ke mmoshe gape a laelwa ke modimo gore go tshwantse gore go busetswe dilo tse di tserweng.
The guilty person restoring what he has stolen. When we commit sin, again I want to repeat, we are sinning against God.
Yeah.
Not only sin against God, some of the sins we actually hurt and injure other people. Now God expects us to make those wrongs right. This, as I said, is a very difficult topic. You don't need to make restitution to be saved. But restitution comes as a result of salvation. Although in some cases God may demand it from you before you are saved. It reminds me of two ladies who went to church with us. It was an Easter meeting. Then we started, I think it was on a Thursday evening. By Friday evening, the other one was saved. The friends was so determined. He said, no, I also want my salvation. God told him that, you know what you must do. Go and make restitution. Go and tell your husband and your son what you did. That was a mountain for her. God helped her. She went to see the pastor of our area.
The
pastor, I've got a problem. I've been praying. God told me that I must do this, this, and this. And she told the pastor the whole story. The pastor told him, do what God has told you. To you it's difficult. But he has got a way for you to come out. This I said, that's too difficult. I said, okay, if you think that's too difficult, promise God. That save me so that I can get power to go and make this restitution. The woman said, even that is even difficult. You know, the whole Easter ended, she was just crying, and up to this day, I've never seen her again. For her, that restitution, according to the devil, was telling her, if you do this, society will make you an outcast. Your husband will divorce you. Your son will reject you. I won't give you the juicy details of that. It doesn't help us. What I want to tell you is that there are times when God will demand you to do restitution before he can do something for you. Restitution is an ordinance of God. And God demands it. It is evidence that someone has been saved.
Amen.
Let's read a familiar scripture. Luke chapter 19. And let's see this text man here. And the swindler. I want to read from verse 5. Luke chapter 19 from verse 5. Can you read, my brother?
Yes. Me are Jesu ahita hilong hong alelala amuraya are sakayo akuha uhuluhe kune kinale kutola kwantung yaka kukumpienu. Verse 6. Me akuha ahuluha me amusula kabuitume.
Amen.
Verse 7. Me are batu babo na jalo bangongoreha bothe bari o ile go thola kwa go ra monna yo e leng molewuhi. Verse 8. Me saka yo a ema ara ya morena are bona morena bontlhangwe jwa dilo tsa me ke bona ya bahumanegi me a ke tsetse mongwe selo sengwe ka patiko ke se rebolela di le nne. 9. Me Jesu a mo raya are gompieno poloko e tsile mo tung e ka go nne le ena ke morwa Abraham. Verse 10. Go nne morwa motho o tsile go batla le go boloka se se neng se latlhegile.
This is the story of Zacchaeus.
Ye ke polelo ya ga Zacchaeus.
He wanted to see who was Jesus.
O ne a batla go bona yo e leng Jesu.
And Jesus was very generous. He made himself be known to Zacchaeus.
Me Jesu a dira gore Sakayo a mmone.
From the time his name was called while he was in the tree, by the time he got down, he was
saved.
No, this was a tax man.
The
tax collector. He was not collecting the correct amount of tax. He would collect and add whatever he wanted to add. He will falsify the figures. He will falsify the figures. And you know, when this salvation entered into Zacchaeus, he stood up and said, he was telling the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor through my crookedness, through my crooked life. I may have cheated people. So I will give half of my my riches to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man false by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Who has told him about this? It's salvation.
Amen.
It is salvation.
Amen.
Brethren, if we are to go all the way with God, we must look at the wrongs that we committed and go to God and seek for his help that we make that right. I mean, you cannot stand to preach the gospel when you have stolen someone's donkey and you still plow in your field with that donkey and you tell the world that Jesus saves. But that one will say, but he's got my donkey. But if you are saved as a result of salvation, you return the donkey to its owner. He is going to praise God. When he sees you preaching, he will say, Amen.
Amen.
And the name of the Lord will be praised.
Amen.
That's the law of God. This is not the law of men. The same children of Israel were given the law for an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But when our Lord Jesus came, he said, forgive. He said, forgive. How many Christians are living here, are living today and saying they're going to heaven and they don't see eye to eye with other Christians? Why do you want to deceive ourselves? Why do you want to make this gospel just another church? This is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Sins are forgiven. Because your sins are forgiven, God expects you to forgive others. You know, our Lord Jesus Christ, at his great sermon on the mount, he told those who were listening, including his disciples, that if you bring your gift to to the altar. And you realize that you've got an oath against your brother. Leave that gift there. And go back. Be reconciled to thy brother. When we hear this being when we read it today, we think it was as easy as that. The children of Israel were coming from far places. Some would take days to walk to Jerusalem. And now you have to go back. If you walk 5 days to come, you must walk 5 days to go back. Then you have to come back another 5 days to come and give your gift. That is restitution. Yes, that is restitution. Christian forgiveness is demanded by God. Why? Because He forgave us. He forgave us. He expects us to forgive others. He expects us to ask for an apology. To say, I am sorry, my brother. I did hate you. Please forgive me. I was wrong. What I did was not right. That's restitution.
Amen.
Heaven is happy.
Amen.
Heaven becomes happy. Our Lord Jesus Christ, He said this day, salvation has entered into this
house.
This is also the son of Abraham. I came for such people. I came to save sinners.
Amen.
He came to save sinners.
Amen.
Restitution. From the time you were saved up to this morning, didn't God talk to you about any restitution? Has He not said anything? Don't ignore it. Don't think it will go away because of time. You know, In the secular world, those in business will agree with me. If you borrow money and you don't pay back, then after a certain number of years, there is some law that will come into play. That money, even if that person goes to court, you say, okay, the time for you claiming that money is over. In our country, they call it prescription. You know, businesses, a company, when they see that they are having problems, they can declare bankruptcy. Bankruptcy. Yes. Once they are bankrupt, the law protects them.
Amen.
Whatever you were owed, maybe that's it.
Yeah.
And for him, it's done.
Yeah.
But it's not so with the gospel.
Yeah.
It's not so with our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He expects us to make that right. He expects his children to make that right. When before we leave this world.
Yeah.
That is where restitution comes in. This is God's justice. God's justice is different from the world's justice.
Amen. Amen.
So, brethren, let's learn from our brother Zacchaeus. You know, it's so difficult to say sorry to someone. The father of pride will not allow you.
No.
The father of pride, the devil will not allow you. He will tell you that this whole world will laugh at you. It's better to be loved by the world today. Better to be laughed by the world today. So, you cannot earn forgiveness of sins because of restitution. I've made that very clear. Jesus did that for you on the cross. Restitution follows the work done by Jesus, the conviction from heaven. When you look at Zacchaeus, the man was happy. He was exuberant. I don't know which word I can use, a small word. Exuberant. I mean, this is joy unspeakable. He was happy. That I found something that I didn't have.
Amen.
Lord, if I have taken someone from somebody falsely, I will restore fourfold.
Amen.
That's salvation for you. That's what it can do. And there is joy there.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless
you. Restoration or restitution brings peace.
Amen.
Romans chapter 12.
Baroma kgaolo ya 12.
Romans chapter 12.
Baroma kgaolo ya 12.
I'll read from verse 18. Let me read from verse 17. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceable with all men.
Amen.
Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord.
Amen. Verse 17. Ha go ka nna jalo lunne ka khiso le batho bothe ka hanono hong ya lona.
Verse 14. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Verse 14.
Se go hatsa ba le bogisang, se go hatsang me le sokela hutsa.
This is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's not asking us for something that he did not do. So God tells us to be at peace with everyone. To the extent that it depends on us. Sin contaminates relationships.
botatsa leswe dikgolagano tsa rona.
Restitution can go a long way towards restoring peace and unity.
E ka dira gore go nne le kagiso le bongwe hela.
Amen. Amen.
It also helps the one who is moved by the Spirit of God to do restitution, to find joy unspeakable.
Yeah.
You know, if you have done some very difficult restitution, it will help you not to repeat the same mistake again. There's no guarantee that when one sins, they cannot fall into sin again. But making restitution, you know what the cost, effect, and it will help you.
Amen.
So restitution gives you an opportunity to discipline yourself. And teaching us to avoid the same sin in future. Then it helps you to move on. Some people can't even forgive themselves. But once you have done restitution, you are able to even forgive yourself.
Amen.
God helps us.
Amen.
Let's read Ezekiel 33.
Ezekiel
33.
Ezekiel 33.
Let's start reading from verse 11.
Ba re hore jaaka ke tshidile go bua morena modimo ga ke na kgatlego epe mo losong lwa moikepi ha e se gore moikepi a sokologe mo tseleng ya gagwe mme a tshele sokologang sokologang mo ditseleng tsa lona tse di bosula gonne lo ratela eng go swa lona ba ntlo ya Iseraele.
Jump to 14.
Verse 14. Gape ya re ga ke raya moikepi ke re ruri o tla swa ha a sokologa mo boleng jwa gagwe mme a diga se se laotsweng le se se siameng. 15. Ga moikepi a rebola pelo a bosa se o neng a se tsere ka bogodu a sepela mo ditaong tsa botshelo a sa dihe boikepo bope ruri o tla tshela ga a kita a swa.
Amen.
Verse 16.
Verse 16. Ga go kita go gakologelwa maleo ape a gagwe a o a dihileng go mo sekisa o dihile se se laotsweng le se se siameng ruri o tla tshela.
Amen.
I will read 15. If the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he has robbed, walk in the statutes of life, without committing iniquity, he shall surely live. He shall not die.
Amen.
Because why? He has done that which is right. God expects us when we are saved to do that which is right for the glory of God.
Amen.
No, in this church, we hear stories of a number of brethren who, because of the devil, partners divorced, their vows which they vowed before God were taken as nothing. This one going their separate way. The other one going their separate way. When they get this gospel, when they get this gospel, God speaks to them. Make that right. Make that right. We don't do restitution so that we can have a testimony. We don't do restitution so that we can have a testimony. Or we can be seen to be staunch Christians. Strong Christians. No. We do restitution because God wants it.
Amen.
We do it for the glory of God. So that the name of the Lord may be praised. So God, through His power, speaks to the hearts of people who had separated. And they come back together. Renew their vows. Heaven is happy. Broken families are restored. This is the work of the gospel. That is not man's work. But only Jesus can do it. Restitution. This is very important, brethren. This is very, very important. You can do restitution without repentance. It doesn't help you. In the Bible, we all know about Judas Iscariot. He returned the money. He said, no, this man, I don't want it. It's man, I've sold innocent blood. But he didn't repent. Where is he now? So, restitution is a result of someone who has repented.
Yeah.
Even to go and ask for forgiveness, you will have repented. The choristers sang their song, "Be
ye
doers of the way, not hearers only, deceiving ourselves." We may come and hear these teachings. Some who are sitting here, listen to the man of God, crying day and night about this gospel. But are they all in heaven now? And are they all following God now today? They were too proud, some of them, to say even, "I am sorry." They failed on restitution. And that became their downfall. I don't expect to go and meet Brother Bosha in heaven when I don't see with him eye to
eye.
God allows us to see each other now. So that if I have got aught against him, I go and make it right. And I say, "Brother, I'm sorry." Or I say, "Brother, you wronged me." And then we forgive each other. Then we march on.
Amen.
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 We are not playing church here, brother. This is not playing church. This is serious business. We are on our way to heaven. Obeying God's laws. Obeying God's way. And doing it brings blessings. It brings blessings. You become blessed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As we draw to a close, Let's look at an example in the Bible. 2 Samuel.
Samuel.
Chapter 21. I'll read from verse
1.
Then there was a famine in the days of David. 3 years, year after year. And David inquired of the Lord. And the Lord answered, it is for Saul and for his bloody house, because he slew the Gibeonites. And the king called the Gibeonites and said unto them, now, the Gibeonites were not of the children of Israel, but of the remnant of the Amorites, and the children of Israel had sworn unto them, and Saul sought to slay them in his zeal to the children of Israel and Judah. Wherefore David said unto the Gibeonites, what shall I do for you? And wherewith shall I make the atonement, that he may bless the inheritance of the Lord? And the Gibeonites said unto him, we will have no silver, nor of gold, of Saul, nor of his house. Neither for us shall thou kill any man in Israel. And he said, What you shall say, that will I do for you. And they answered the king, the man that consumed us, and that devised against us, that we should be destroyed from remaining in any of the coasts of Israel, let 7 men of his sons be delivered unto us, and we will hang them up unto the Lord in Gibeah of Saul, whom the Lord did choose. And the king said, I'll give them. But the king spared Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, because of the Lord's oath that was between them, between David and Jonathan, the son of Saul. But the king took 2 sons of Rizpa, the daughter of Aya, who she bare unto Saul, Ammon and Mephibosheth, and 5 sons of Micah, the daughter of Saul, whom she brought up for Adriel, the son of, and he delivered them into the hands of the Gibeonites, and they hanged them in the hill before the Lord, and they fell all 7 together, and were put to death in the days of harvest, in the first days of the beginning of barley harvest. So you can see what David did here. This thing, it happened many years ago. More than 20 years ago. David would have said to God, but that's not me. Why are you punishing us? But after he got the answer that it was the sin of Saul, the former king, he said, I will make that right. There may be a famine in your life. Things are not going right for you. You have fasted. You have prayed. But you don't want to make that restitution. I think it happened long ago. No one knows about it. What will happen to me? God wants it. He brought a famine in Israel. We thank God for King David. The man after God's own heart. He inquired of the Lord. Why has this happened? I worship you. But why is this happening in my life? God showed him. And David made it right. And Restoration
came.
We want a revival. We want a revival. Let's go and do restitution. Let's make right past wrong. It's a matter of obedience. God demands it.
Amen.
It reinforces personal happiness.
Amen.
Restitution releases you for greater service.
Amen.
And you are also able to teach others.
Amen.
No, restitution humbles you. To go and say sorry to somebody. You. When you've got this flesh and blood, the table will tell you you want to make it big. People are dying because of pride. But restoration humbles you. Let's accept to be humbled by God. There's nothing more important than heaven. That name and that pride which you want to protect, it does not help you. This word. This word was written for us so that we will do it. We must be doers of the word, not hearers only, listening ourselves. Do you have any restitution to make? Or do you want to be saved? If you promise God, and that, Lord, if you save me, I am going to make this right. I want to tell you this morning. I want to tell you this morning, God is going to save you. You will be saved. You will become a child of God. It's time. The altar is open now. Come and talk to the Lord. God bless you.
Bless everyone and mighty name we pray. Amen.